Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. If you had 30 seconds to make a speech to the world, what's your message?
30 seconds. I've thought about this. So I was valedictorian of my high school, which,
okay.
again, 87 students, so I'm not too competitive. But,
still impressive.
One thing that... So it may actually work really well in this, is that I regretted it, is I wrote my speech, but the people that edited it didn't really understand what I meant.
Okay.
And so I just, the day before, I just scrapped it and just gave the stereotypical speech that you're supposed to give at a graduation.
Okay.
And I think for me it was, I would want people to, so I had played off the word read, so I wanted you to read into your life. You know, obviously read more books,
mm-hmm.
but read into things. Don't just trust at face value that that's what it is. If you're religious, understand why you're religious.
Mm.
You know, if you believe in something, understand that. And that was, I think that's something that very few people do. And coming from a smaller town, that definitely wasn't something that people did. So I think that's what my brother had always taught me to do. He's a philosophy. He's getting his doctorate in philosophy.
Wow.
So he's definitely, he went from engineering to that. So
that's,
it's definitely
incredible.
A passion thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the biggest thing, is like, you're not only learning about yourself, but you have a strong stance on what it is, because there's too many times when you have the sheep mentality of, oh, everyone's doing this. You know, you really get into it. And so I think that would be something important to me. I'm either that, or I'm always a little bit on the feminist side of things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I think it would be more relevant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect.